Turn it over to Peter.
Hi, my name's Peter, and I'm an alcoholic. I've been through this process with a big book step study sponsor, a loving higher power. I have made some amends. I still have some to make, and I practice 10, 11, and 12 to the best of my willingness every day. Good to be here tonight. I did speak on this last Sunday, so it's nice to really overdo it like I normally do. Can you identify with that? So I'll tell you a little bit about myself and then talk about step 6 and 7. I started drinking at the age of 15. I liked it right away. It got me out of my skin. I felt like I fit in. And I was off and running. It affected my life pretty quickly. About a year after I started drinking, drugging, and smoking cigarettes, of course, I quit sports teams. I alienated myself from my classmates, a lot of them that I played sports with. And just kind of, one guy said I became an ugly caterpillar hippie, and that's what I wanted. I wanted to do drugs and play music and, be cool. And, by gosh, I thought I was, and, just ask me. And so graduated high school towards the bottom of the class, and then spent the next 2 years just drinking ages 18, going to the bars, drinking to excess, not getting anywhere. And I realized this somehow. I was doing these jobs that I hated. I worked in grocery stores. I worked in a chemical warehouse. I just didn't, I couldn't see any future in doing that. It wasn't me. I didn't like to work either, but that's beside the point. And so I did end up going to college. I wanted a four-year degree. But that was hard. So I got a 2-year degree in child mental health. And that sticks out to me is that I, in high school, especially after I started getting active in my disease, I dropped a lot of things, and studying was definitely number one. And, you know, I replaced it with, you know, drugs and booze and other activities that didn't pertain to school. And so, you know, when I got into school, I didn't know how to study. I only knew how to party, and that's what I did. And that carried on. I drank and drugged for 11 years. I hit a lot of jackpots on the way. I got into trouble with the law, got into trouble with women, my friends, my employers, got in trouble with myself. I hated myself. I wanted to commit suicide. I never had the guts to do it, thank God. I remember one night in the winter of 1982, the stars, the planets were aligning. So my thinking was, that's going to set off an earthquake and apocalypse, and I'm going to be dead by the morning. So I drank to oblivion once again, and unfortunately woke up the next day. And I remember thinking, I was just so disappointed. And that would carry on. I had a real negative voice in my head. And I didn't know it was the disease. In 1983, I got sober for the first time. I felt like I was led to AA by God. I don't talk about that part of my sobriety very much, but I actually started praying towards the end of that drunken debacle I was in, and I heard a voice in the back of my head say, "Find Wilson, clean house." And I didn't know what the hell that meant, so I was looking for anybody named Wilson, and I started cleaning my house. Well, it wasn't my house, but my room. But really, once I got into AA, I found out, you know, Bill Wilson was a founder, and a cleaning house meant something totally different. So that was pretty cool. I knew I was in the right spot. However, I did not do the work in my first sobriety. And I went through 18 years of kind of a white knuckle type of program. I went to a lot of meetings at first. I made some friends. I hung out with guys that you know, weren't into doing the steps. They said, "That's just a suggestion. You don't have to do it. You know, just stay sober and life will get better." But you know what? It got better, but my mind got worse because I didn't do any work. And like it's laid out here in the big book. So my sobriety was a huge mood swing. I was up and down. I was very angry and very happy. And and sometimes people couldn't tell the difference. But so I got married. I had a couple of kids. I was sober for a long time. The marriage was failing. It wasn't a very good one. And we got divorced. And I moved away and to Massachusetts. And actually stayed sober for another 9 months or so. And 9/11 happened. And I also met a woman that I really liked, and she drank, and I thought, you know what, I think I can do it this time. I think I can drink like a man. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have some wine, because I wasn't a wine drinker. My story's in here. And so went out and had a glass of wine, end of the day, done. Went home, was gleeful that I was not an alcoholic because I didn't black out, didn't have any more drugs. So the next morning I woke up, I walked to the Packy and and bought a bottle of wine, drank it, passed out, and went back out to the bars that night and drank just like I used to, if not worse. And I spent 7 years out there. I believe God brought me back to this program. I had lost faith in God and my religion. And it was a very dark place. And it got so dark that I needed help. I had to admit that. And my kids were after me to stop drinking, and so I started praying again, and I started praying to come back to Maine, and lo and behold, maybe a few weeks after that, I got a phone call from Maine, from a company I worked with up here, said, "Would you like to come back? We have a position." I'm like, absolutely. And then I, the only other problem was I had to break up with this woman I was living with. And 2 hours after I got the call from Maine, it's my girlfriend saying, Pete, this relationship is not working out. You got to move out. I'm like, oh no. So I did come back to Maine. It took me 3 more months to stop drinking. That's after God. I believe that God brought me here. And I was going to stop drinking. I didn't stop. And I had to do a few more things, a few more jackpots to get me here. But I finally did pick up a white chip on December 21st, 2007, and started my sobriety. It took me 3 years to get into Big Book step study meetings, and that was because of I wasn't getting better. I had three years of sobriety. I hadn't done the steps thoroughly. I'd done a little bit. And I had a case of road rage one night, and it shook me to my core. I was so terrified of how I felt. You know, the amount of anger that I had, it was just not normal. And shaking, and I knew that wasn't sobriety, and I knew that wasn't serenity, and I had been to this meeting several times, and was pissed that I couldn't speak because I hadn't been through the process. I thought, you know what, I'm going to go back there, and I'm going to ask that guy that I identified with to be my sponsor, and I did that. It's the best thing I ever did. And he took me through the process. And so, you know, we're on step 6 and 7 tonight. So, you know, we've been through a bunch, you know. We've had to let God come into our life. We turn our life and our will over to Him. We have to be willing to do that. And then we did the inventory. And cleaned house, and then we read it back to the sponsor, and I tell you what, that was an amazing experience in itself. I felt so much lighter after I had done all my reading of my four-step. My sponsor welcomed me to AA, and man, I felt really good. So, what do you do? 6 and 7, it's like, what do you do? I think it's two paragraphs, but there's a tremendous amount of stuff in here. You know, we have emphasized willingness as being indispensable. We still got a ways to go. You know, we still got the rest of the steps to go. We still have to be willing, give our life and our over to the power of our understanding, so we can keep on healing. And also to look at the all the areas that we've admitted that we've failed or we've done wrong. And we have to see if we left anything out. Have we been honest? You know, I mean, that's the big thing. You know, I was not honest, and sometimes I didn't even know that I was not being honest. That's how dishonest I was to myself. But had to look back, you know. So I went home. I laid down on a couch, dim lighting, and I just meditated as best I could, just to let everything go, and in my mind, asked ask God if there was anything else that I needed to admit, anything that I had missed. And fortunately, I could not think of anything. I was willing in my fourth step to get everything out because I was sick and tired of carrying that shit around, you know. And so I felt like I had done my job. And so at step seven, the prayer, I'm now willing that you should have all of me, the good and the bad. I pray that you now remove me every single defect of character which stands in the way of my usefulness. And, you know, when I look at that, I have to, like, name those in my head. And I've actually started picking up that more and more consciously at the beginning of the day or throughout the day. You know, if something pisses me off, I can't react like the old Peter. I need to get to the point where I can give that to God. I need to be able to forgive, not react. And yeah, it works when I am willing. So I think that's all I got on these steps tonight. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.